Today is Thursday, February 2nd, 2023. Hunter Biden begs his father's DOJ to investigate people who exposed his laptop crimes. What is Joe Biden's connection to a Burisma-connected oligarch who Zelensky just raided? Oh, baby, buckle up for this one. And FBI seizes handwritten notes from Joe Biden. My name is Benny Johnson, and this is The Benny Show. I hope, ladies and gentlemen, you are ready to laugh and cry on this show. We are going to kick the doors in on the Biden crime family. We got the goods. And we know, ladies and gentlemen, where the bodies are buried. And there are many. And we've dug them up. And we are going to parade those skeletons before you on this program. So I hope you are ready. We will bring to you on this show secret recordings of Joe Biden with the Ukrainian president. You may have never heard these before. But we got them, baby. Secret recordings telling you precisely where the crimes are inside of Hunter Biden's laptop that we now know is real. How do you know it's real, Benny? Because you followed a meme account? Because you want it to be real? Because you've just heard Joe Biden's recordings and seen every single angle of Hunter Biden's disgusting, creepy body? Well, I mean, yes, and also yes, Hunter Biden is now admitting the laptop is real. Hunter Biden weeping and crying. don't be mean to me. Leave Hunter alone. Biden finally admits the infamous laptop is his. Sends letter to prosecutor demanding investigations against Trump allies like Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani for peddling the hard drive to the media. Okay, so hold on just a second. When the Billy Bush tape comes out, from Donald Trump, right? You all remember Donald Trump, Billy Bush talking about women in a truck, having locker room talk. Boy, oh boy, that didn't reflect great on Donald Trump, that's for sure. Donald Trump had to immediately talk about how it was bad and how it was a different time and it was locker room talk and everything. You know, Donald Trump didn't sue NBC for the real things that he did, whether you like him or not. It seems like ages ago, but let's just take, for instance, like something that Donald Trump did that was supposedly off the record, that was supposed to be hidden, that a news company published. Did Donald Trump go and sue everyone? No. This tactic by Hunter Biden is indicative of somebody who knows something far worse is about to come. And ladies and gentlemen, we got the goods. We know exactly what's going to come, and we can lay it all out for you in this program. I hope you are ready. Hunter Biden has shut off letters declaring that Tucker Carlson had better apologize for being mean to him. Watch.
Hunter Biden's sugar brother has just sent out a blizzard of frivolous legal threats. You may remember Hunter's sugar brother is the guy who paid off $2 million of Hunter's back taxes. And recently he's been building a legal war chest for him. Well, just moments ago, a slew of threatening letters were sent to the Justice Department, the Attorney General of Delaware, telling them to investigate the handling of Hunter Biden's laptop data. They're demanding that federal investigators and state investigators go after John Paul McIsaac, you know, the laptop repairman who handed the FBI the laptop on a silver platter after Hunter forgot about it. They said McIsaac unlawfully accessed Hunter's personal data and unlawfully shared it with third parties. Hunter's legal team even going after members of the Trump campaign, like Rudy Giuliani, claiming Rudy Giuliani needs to be investigated for manipulating the laptop and handing it to the New York Post. Hunter has filmed himself smoking crack and engaging in sex acts and possibly committing crimes. And now he's blaming everybody else. Letters have also gone out to news organizations threatening to sue them for reporting on Hunter Biden.
Okay, so this is panic time. You don't get the get out of jail free card anymore. In fact, it's your father who should really be concerned about jail, and we will get to that in our next story. But ladies and gentlemen, this tactic is not going to work. So this is panic time. They are trying as hard as they can. They did every dirty trick in the book. The Bidens are dirty, dirty people. What was exposed from this laptop just this week was that predator Hunter Biden was forcing young women who worked for him that were financially impoverished into essentially sex acts for his pleasure, and he would pay them for them, for those sick, heinous acts. These people are depraved creeps. This Biden family restoring the soul of America, man, we are going to introduce on this show the bizarro world lens. What you have to do is you have to just essentially take everything that the propaganda media gives to you and you got to flip it. You got to flip the lens, okay? You just flip it. Black is white. White is black. Up is down. The sun is cold. The sky is green. You got to flip the lens. The Biden family isn't restoring the soul of America. The Biden family is raping the soul of America. These people are sick, cretinous, depraved, craven individuals, and they wish to try and threaten you into not noticing their crimes. That's what this is all about. John Paul Mac Isaac was on our program just last week. The Mac repair shop owner. He told us that Hunter Biden walked in, handed him a laptop, filthy, disgusting laptop, and signed a piece of paper that says John Paul Mac Isaacs has every right to retrieve information from that laptop and to maintain copies of it. Sorry, dude. Ain't gonna work. The Mac repair shop owner was on our program. So why didn't Hunter remember that? Was it because Hunter Biden was on drugs? Was it because Hunter Biden was too busy turning his employees into sex slaves? Was that what it was? By the way, very, very, very strange here that I see no protests outside of Hunter Biden's house, the DNC or the White House, from feminists. Where are you? Where'd y'all go? Hunter Biden is sitting here literally forcing into sex servitude the young women of color that work for him out of financial desperation. Can you think of a more despicable, degenerate act? I mean, that alone deserves its own criminal investigation. Where's the Me Too movement? Where were these people? You were canceling guys for staying rule of thumb or for like ordering the wrong Subway sandwich for a tweet you sent 20 years ago. Now, here's the biggest predator and abuser of women that we know of walking the White House halls, wearing tuxedos to fancy events. Y'all are frauds. You disgust me. You sicken me. My stomach turns. You people don't speak truth to power. You speak power to truth. It's bizarro world. What do we mean speak power to truth? You take the power that you have and you destroy truth with it. What's on Hunter Biden's laptop is true. And Hunter Biden has admitted that. Now, Hunter Biden didn't want to admit that. In fact, the Biden family is on record lying to you, the American people, time and time again about it. Here's Joe Biden himself lying about the laptop that he knew was real. Go.
50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the care. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage.
This is classic Trump. We have 4 days left, and all of a sudden there's a laptop. There's overwhelming evidence that from the intelligence community that the Russians are engaged.
I still think that the stories from the fall about your son Hunter for Russian disinformation and a smear campaign, like you said.
Yes, yes, yes. I know you'd ask it. I have no response. It's another smear campaign.
It's the last-ditch effort in this desperate campaign to smear me and my family. The vast majority of the intelligence people have come out and said there's no basis at all.
These people are monsters, and they lie to you in order to steal from you all of the treasure of this country in order to sell it for the highest price. And then in order to abandon you, the faster you realize it's not just Republicans, Democrats, not about the party. It's about the moral character of these people. They are degenerates. They are liars. Hunter Biden. Now, maybe his father is an idiot and he has dementia. So maybe they were able to just lie to him and he believed them. Who knows? Who knows? Joe Biden gets told lies and repeats lies day and night, even about his own family. It's interesting, liars, the nature of liars. Joe Biden has lied his entire career. And if you lie about the little things, you'll lie about the big things. So Joe Biden tells stupid lies about his time on Amtrak, and how he's a million-miler Amtraker, and they gave me the key to the locomotive. None of that's true. Amtrak's denied it, of all places. But Joe Biden continues to tell little lies all about his life. I grew up in a black church. Oh, really? I grew up a poor black child, Joe Biden goes on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, these people, lying is their native tongue. The Bible speaks about this, actually. It says that it's satanic. Lying is your native tongue. And so imagine being the guy who definitely knows that it's his laptop going on national television and then lying about it. Watch. Watch it happen.
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that's this.
I really don't know what the answer is.
You don't know yes or no if the laptop
was yours. I don't have any idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
These craven lunatics, they are bloodthirsty, evil men. And they seek to destroy. They want to destroy this country. They want to sell out this nation. And they will go abroad to our enemies and give them everything, including our intelligence documents, including our national secrets, including our own security. These people provably are the parasites that you and I have been fighting, and we know it. And now we have them dead to rights. And we want to thank Dan Bongino for bringing this story to our attention. I didn't see the details connected in this story until really listening to Dan yesterday and following him on social media. And this is a very, very powerful story that we're about to get into here. Buckle up, baby. These are the goods. You want to know where the bodies are buried inside of the Biden crime family? And now that you know that Hunter Biden's laptop is real, now that Hunter Biden admits it and they're screaming from the rooftops that they're going to sue media organizations, now let's find out why. What's in there? They want to distract you. And the pornography and the drug smoking, they want to say that that's all a distraction, and it is truly morally repugnant. James Comer says he's going to investigate him for human trafficking. Good. And I think he should. But that is distracting from the crime, political crime of the century. The largest political crime laid before us, and it is exactly why they must get Joe Biden out in 2024. We believe that this is exactly why they need to get Joe Biden out in 2024, because they know this is going to blow up, and they know that Joe Biden, will he go to jail for this? We're not sure, but he certainly will not win re-election if his old dementia-addled brain decides to run. And so here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Buckle up. This is the bombshell of our time. Now that we know that Hunter Biden's laptop is real, and of course you've known that for nigh on 3 years, but now that Hunter Biden has admitted to it, what are they hiding? Ladies and gentlemen, let me present to you two pieces of public information that you already know, and how they are connected is truly the crime. Let me play for you, ladies and gentlemen, a clip of Joe Biden bragging about getting a prosecutor fired in Ukraine. Surely you've seen it before. And then I'm going to play a second clip, and then we're going to show you the bombshell connection between them and where the actual crimes were committed. And we have the tapes. Watch.
I remember going over convincing our team, or others too, convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference, said, I said, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
You've all seen that. We're going to explain to you how hubris will be Joe Biden's downfall. Let me play you a secondary clip that you certainly remember. And then we're going to connect the two, And we're going to expose for you the crimes of Joe Biden and his family. The secondary clip is, as you can recall, Donald Trump's first impeachment articles being delivered to the Senate. Watch this clown car travel. Go.
Bring articles of impeachment against the president of the United States for abuse of power and obstruction of the House. As we make that history, we will be making progress for the American people. Progress in support of our Constitution. Progress in honor of the sacrifice and the vision of our founders. Progress in honor of the sacrifice of our men and women in uniform. And progress for the future of our children.
Progress. Showing America for all time that our Constitution is real and that presidents can be impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors. They were impeaching Donald Trump. And we are about to demonstrate to you in the clear light of day with actual receipts, with Joe Biden's voice recorded, how Donald Trump was impeached for Joe Biden's crimes and how this is why they do not want you to know about Hunter Biden's laptop. We are going to absolutely blow the doors off of this. And again, we thank Dan Bongino for bringing it to our attention. But ladies and gentlemen, we are not as smart as Dan Bongino. Dan Bongino has been in the Secret Service and so on and so forth. So we wish to explain this in a way that really like breaks it down. And we've spent the last, I mean, we really didn't get a lot of sleep last night. We spent the last 24 hours breaking this story down. And here's the only image you need to see. These two images right here. Who you have on your screen is a Ukrainian billionaire. This Ukrainian billionaire, his name is Kolomoisky. This is the only new person we're going to introduce you to today. This is all you need to know. This is his company that he owned. He used to own it. Called Privat Bank. Kolomoisky is the richest man in Ukraine. Kolomoisky owned a media empire, an oil empire, a banking empire. In fact, it's been said that you couldn't do any business without Kolomoisky in Ukraine. He was the oligarch of the entire region, as is happens in Eastern Europe. Kolomoisky was the Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos wrapped up into one, and the George Soros all put together, right? People say he's a bad guy, sanctioned by our own government. Okay. He ran a bank called Privat Bank. This was the number one bank in Ukraine. It's since been taken over by the Ukrainian government, along with all of his businesses. And this man's house is being actually raided as we speak. So in case you're wondering if there's a connection here from Zelensky, the answer is yes. In fact, Zelensky is an actor who worked on this man's TV station. Zelensky worked for this man, Kolomoisky. And Kolomoisky was a huge bundler and backer for Zelensky when he ran for president. Starting to see the connections? Oh, baby, we haven't even gotten started. Ladies and gentlemen, Kolomoisky is the first person that was banned from the United States as soon as Joe Biden was inaugurated. Seems a little strange. Why would you do that? Joe Biden gets inaugurated and he's like, this guy can't come to America. Sanctions. That's a little odd. Ladies and gentlemen, the Daily Signal has an article called How Hunter Biden's Interests Overlapped with Banned Ukrainian Oligarch. In this piece outlines the absolute and total, and by the way, this piece is from 2021. Huge shout outs to these writers getting it right years ahead of time. This piece lays out the crimes that we are witnessing covered up today. Ladies and gentlemen, let's work through them all the way up to Joe Biden literally on tape admitting his crimes. This is going to blow you away. Certainly blew us away, ladies and gentlemen. So first off, this Ukrainian oligarch, Kolomoisky, ran essentially huge empires in Ukraine of private business. One of them was Bursima. You may recall what Bursima is. The Biden administration banned him from entering the United States, Dan Bongino says, to prevent him from testifying against the Biden crime family. It is almost impossible to operate in Ukraine's business environment without this oligarch, says the Ukrainian hand from Foggy Bottom, who is directly knowledgeable about Kolomoisky and his connections with the Biden family. What are those connections? According to Hunter Biden's laptop, Kolomoisky had a controlling interest in Bursima. The New York Post has reported this as well. Bursima employed Hunter Biden as a board member with a massive salary. Kolomoisky publicly stated in 2019 that he didn't want to cooperate with Donald Trump's personal investigation into the Biden crimes in the region. Why? What is he hiding? Emails from 2015 published by the New York Post show that Kolomoisky's protege, his second in command, communicated with Hunter Biden about meeting Joe Biden, then vice president under Barack Obama. Court filings from 2019 show an investigation, legally obtained bank records showing that Hunter Biden got major payments from the Kolomoisky-owned Privat Bank, the bank, the Ukrainian bank, the dirty Ukrainian bank that this guy owns. Kolomoisky's U.S.-based lawyer did not respond for comment, but this was all dug up inside of the lawsuit between Hunter Biden and his stripper girlfriend and the child that they refused to acknowledge. Kolomoisky ran Privat Bank, the major Ukrainian financial institution, and had controlling interest in Bursima. Kolomoisky sent his minions to Washington, D.C. to meet with Joe Biden. There are emails directly from these agents of Kolomoisky thanking them for setting up meetings with Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, this Privat Bank and the payments from it are indeed the bombshell, because what it will show and what we will see inside of Hunter Biden's private finances is that he was being paid by this oligarch. And these, by the way, these records have already been found, according to a DA investigation by a private firm that obtained Hunter Biden's private bank records. It shows that Kolomoisky and Privat Bank, this is according to Fox News, had been paying Hunter Biden huge sums of money, along with the Bank of China and Bursima Holdings Limited. So this man who is in charge of Bursima, this man who is in charge of this massive bank in Ukraine, is funneling huge sums of cash into the Biden family coffers. Then comes the problem. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, is that there was a major issue with corruption in Ukraine. Like, for instance, massive billionaire oligarchs like Kolomoisky using his businesses as leverage to get whatever he wanted. This man needed that prosecutor to go away. This man was paying the Bidens through that bank. And we'll get to the bank in just a second. He was paying the Bidens insane sums of money. Why? Where did that money go? For what purpose would Hunter Biden be useful? Ladies and gentlemen, there is an old piece of footage that was surfaced right before the general election in 2020. A recording of Joe Biden with the Ukrainian president talking about getting the prosecutor fired that was looking into his son, into Bursima, into Kolomoisky, into Privat Bank, and into corruption in Ukraine. Joe Biden demanded that that prosecutor get fired, and we have the tape, the secret recording between Joe Biden and the president of Ukraine describing this criminal activity in order to protect Joe Biden's business interests. Listen.
A second positive news for you. Yesterday, I met with the general prosecutor Shokin.
Yes.
And despite of the fact that we didn't have any corruption charges, we don't have any information about he doing something wrong, I especially asked him, no, it was the day before yesterday, I especially ask him to resign. As his position as a state person, and despite of the fact that he has a support in the parliament. And as a finish of my meeting with him, he promised me to give me the statement on resignation. And 1 hour ago, he brought me the written statement of his resignation.
Great.
And this is my second step for keeping my promises.
I agree.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't pretend to be some type of diplomatic genius or some type of incredibly smart man or some lawyer who would understand all of this. We are doing our best to break it down for you very simply. Here we go. Joe Biden is demanding that the prosecutor who's looking into his son's, the business that is getting his son rich, and more importantly, the oligarch that owns all of the business, all of the media, Kolomoisky, and the banking institutions that can do the wire transfers offshore to the Bidens. This man was being investigated for crimes by a righteous prosecutor. His name was Shokin. The only other name we'll insert here. Joe Biden demanded for no reason that that prosecutor be fired, except using Occam's razor to protect his family's fraudulence, to protect his son, to enrich himself. This is Joe Biden using the muscle of the state and the bribery dollars of you, John Q. taxpayer, in order to get the people fired inside of Ukraine that could potentially get involved or mess up his family's business dealings. You heard there with your own two ears Poroshenko, who was the president before Zelensky, saying, hey, this prosecutor's done nothing wrong. This prosecutor's done nothing incorrect. We find no fault in this man. He is righteous, and he has all of the Politburo on his side, all of the political power. These people support Shokin doing these investigations. He's investigating corruption. We want him to do that, but hey, you demanded that I fire him, and so I demanded his resignation. I don't know why. And Joe Biden goes, good, great. Ladies and gentlemen, you may say, that's a little bit, okay, Benny, you're stretching a little thin here. Joe Biden didn't mention the billionaire. Joe Biden didn't mention Bursima. Joe Biden didn't mention Privat Bank. How are you connecting all of it? It seems like you're, you know, 6 degrees from Kevin Bacon here. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump wins the election in the year 2016. And then we have another recording of Joe Biden on the phone. Why is Joe Biden, by the way, spending his last waking seconds as vice president on the phone, strong-arming Ukrainian leaders? What the hell is going on here? Listen to this call. Joe Biden, as soon as, like, seconds away from Donald Trump taking over and Joe Biden losing all power, he is on the phone in a panic talking about Privat Bank, naming the billionaire that's paying his son, the oligarch that's paying his son and his family. And Joe Biden is saying, I need this to go away. We literally have the tapes. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this, the call that you will probably hear in Joe Biden's impeachment hearing. Go.
Let me ask you one thing before I forget. Privat Bank. I understand the governor of the bank is tentative about setting a date certain for the transition to take place. And I'm being told secondhand that, I don't know if this is her position for sure, that she is unsure of a date until she gets an agreement from you. Here's what I've told them. I've told them to get back to her and set a date, and I would talk to you about the date. Because this is getting very, very close. What I don't want to have happen, I don't want Trump to get in the position where he thinks he's about to buy onto a policy where the financial system is going to collapse and he's going to be looked to pour more money into Ukraine. That's how he'll think about it before he gets sophisticated enough to know the detail. So anything you can do to push the Privat Bank to closure so that the IMF loan comes forward, I would respectfully suggest is critically important to your economic as well as physical security. I know it's difficult. I know Kolomorsky is a pain in the ass and a problem for everybody, but it really is critical you guys figure this one out. And you've been good. You've publicly spoken out, as I've asked you to do. You've done that.
What you just heard there is Joe Biden. Let me break it down because the recording isn't necessarily great. This was surreptitiously recorded and released. They're not exactly sure who made the recording. Presumably the people on the Ukrainian side, but we're not exactly certain. We are certain of the authenticity of it based on the way that Joe Biden is talking and who he's talking about. What you heard there, let me break this down in that 60-second clip. Joe Biden knows that Donald Trump will be president. That is November 16th, that recording. That's when it was happening. Donald Trump had won the presidency. Joe Biden knows in a panic that Donald Trump is about to go in and about to discover his crimes in Ukraine. That Ukraine was paying his family graft money and corruption money, was lining his pockets through Privat Bank, through Hunter Biden, which was the bag man, into the Biden family coffers. Joe Biden's net worth when he became vice president was $27,000. Joe Biden's net worth when he left office was $9 million. How? Book sales? Being a professor at a think tank? No, ladies and gentlemen. The same way that all people, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, the same way that all corrupt evil leaders get rich. Bribery, extortion, leverage. Using your tax dollars as leverage. So that's Joe Biden on that call. You heard it with your own two ears saying, Kolomoisky, he's a pain in the ass. That's what Joe Biden says. That's an exact quote. We need Privat Bank to be state-owned so that we can leverage against Donald Trump figuring out that Privat Bank has been paying my kid and Bursima that he controls has been paying my kid and that I've been doing meetings with his agents and deputies here in Washington, D.C. That's what Joe Biden's trying to cover up. This is what's available. And how do you know that there's a cover up? Because right now, that same billionaire that's on your screen right now that owned that bank that paid Hunter Biden, that guy's getting raided by Zelensky. It's so beautiful. Look at the bow getting wrapped up. It's the same tactics. They're doing the same tactics against Trump, just Ukrainian style. Check this article out. Dropped yesterday. Ukrainian security forces moved to search the home of Kolomoisky, a prominent billionaire who was once called the billionaire behind the president. Prior to becoming president, Zelensky played one on TV. Kolomoisky owned that TV network. He's now being accused of embezzlement from Bursima. And now he's getting raided. Reuters calls Kolomoisky a former sponsor of Zelensky. So why would Zelensky raid his own former sponsor? Because Joe Biden's telling him to. Mark my words. You want the money? It's the same tactics. You want the money for the Ukraine war? You go after this guy. You tie up these loose ends. Be surprised if this guy survives the night, to be honest. Hunter Biden's contact with Bursima, whom he introduced to then his VP father. This was the Kolomoisky's agent, okay? The guy who was running Bursima. Was reported in the New York Post 2020 to be connected to Kolomoisky. Kolomoisky had been under sanctions. Why is Kolomoisky under sanctions? Because Joe Biden doesn't want him to come stateside and be deposed before a GOP house. This is the easiest way to get this, to have this guy who knows all your darkest secrets not come and testify against you. The easiest way is to put sanctions on them so they can't enter the country. Isn't that convenient? Under Zelensky's leadership in Ukraine, government officials deemed a threat to Kolomoisky's interests have been removed from posts. So why the change of heart? Well, because this man knows too much, ladies and gentlemen. Kolomoisky knows how much he was paying the Bidens. He knows why Privat Bank, the Ukrainian bank, shows up in Hunter Biden's finances. And so does our Treasury Department, ladies and gentlemen. So does our Treasury Department. Check out this article. GOP leaders slam Biden Treasury for stonewalling oversight probe into Hunter Biden's business dealings. Why are they looking into Hunter Biden's personal finances? Because you'll find the payments from the Ukrainians. Several Republicans sounded off about Biden's Treasury Department stonewalling House Oversight Committee's probe into Biden's overseas business dealings. Earlier this week, Biden Treasury Department refused to hand over the suspicious activity reports. The acronym here is SARS, Suspicious Activity Report, S-A-R, regarding the president's son, Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings. The House Oversight Committee, led by GOP Chairman James Comer, said, how do you get a SAR? How do you get a suspicious activity report? When you are getting multi-millions of dollars from Privat Bank funneled into your account, that's called peculiar transaction, a flagged transaction. Banks flag transactions. If I go buy a water bottle, if I go buy a coffee, if I buy even a mallet, bank's not going to flag that. That's just normal. If I buy a piece of camera equipment, bank ain't going to flag that. That's just normal. That's what I do for a living. We produce a show here. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going to flag a Ukrainian bank giving the Bidens multi-millions of dollars because that seems a little really strange. The Bidens don't speak Ukrainian, and Hunter Biden doesn't know anything about the gas industry. In fact, they're trying to destroy it. So why the hell would they be paying the Bidens this much money? There are allegedly 150 different flagged transactions inside of Hunter Biden's bank account that the Treasury is right now hiding. Why? Because they know the connection. Kolomoisky, the billionaire, using his bank to pay the Bidens in order to get the prosecutors fired that are investigating his son and his business dealings. The end. Does this clip now make sense to you more, ladies and gentlemen? Biden bragging about getting the prosecutor fired. Joe Biden, at the Atlantic Council, the hubris of these people will be their undoing. Biden bragging about getting the prosecutor fired. Does this now make more sense? Billionaire Kolomoisky paying his son through his bank. The investigator, the prosecutor, is looking at this entire web of crimes, international crimes, that our own Treasury Department is flagging, probably working with our Treasury Department. Is this why Joe Biden needed to use mafia tactics to get this man fired and then brag about it? Watch.
I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "No," I said, "I'm not going to. We're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Benny, are you connecting dots here? This seems like a pretty logical series of events. However, do you have any proof? We sure would like to see a secondary bit of proof here. Hunter Biden's laptop. Obviously, we know that's verified. Hunter Biden says it's verified now. Joe Biden's bragging about getting the prosecutor fired. He clearly was doing that at the request of his son and at the request of this foreign oligarch. But there, you know, but still, there seems like there could be reinforcement to this bridge. We'd like to see something else, Benny. You do a show with, like, you know, a based sign on the wall. You know, is there something more official? Yeah, there is. Check this out. The Senate, finance report. Hunter Biden, Burisma, and corruption. Impact on U.S. government policies and related concerns. Ladies and gentlemen, you can scroll through this very long document. Hundreds of pages, but let me cut to the chase here. This document shows, thanks to the great Chuck Grassley, shows that Privat Bank, the billionaire owned oligarch bank, they uncovered the financial records. They said that this bank was paying Hunter Biden an extraordinary amount. They have it in black and white. They prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is what the Treasury Department is hiding, that this is what the entire DOJ is trying to hide. This bombshell will end Joe Biden. This will end Hunter Biden. This will end the regime. And this is what they are trying to protect against. This federal document here inside of a .gov URL outlines precisely what the Bidens were getting from their corruption in Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen, the other thing that Ukraine was probably buying was specialized intelligence through Joe Biden, handed off to his son Hunter. And that is why these raids on Joe Biden's house are so important. That's the scam. That's the scandal. And so when you see articles like this, FBI seizes handwritten notes from Joe Biden's time as VP in his $2.7 million vacation home, doesn't find classified documents. Well, you should understand what the background is here. These handwritten notes, Joe Biden just handwrites the classified information inside of his notebook and then hands it off to his son, ladies and gentlemen. So that's why these raids are important, and that's why we're covering them. The news of the raid on Joe Biden's second, third, or fourth beach house. Go.
Hey, Tucker, the White House called today's FBI search of President Biden's Rehoboth, Delaware beach house a, quote, step in a thorough and timely process, but some say the word thorough is debatable. We know today a handful of FBI agents searched Biden's beach house for 3.5 hours, but you might recall the search on Mar-a-Lago back in August took all day and was conducted by 30 FBI agents. And when the White House calls today's search timely, it should be noted the classified documents at the Penn Biden Center were found back on November 2nd, meaning it's taken the DOJ 3 months to get to Rehoboth. And remember, after classified documents were found at Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home a few weeks ago, the president spent that weekend in Rehoboth. And while the FBI did not find classified documents at the president's beach house today, they did remove some materials and notebooks for, quote, further review. Legal analysts say it appears the DOJ wants to see if any classified information may have been transferred or written about in those notebooks. Meantime, despite the White House repeating ad nauseum that this process is transparent, we still have zero information about what the classified documents contain. All we know is that none of them were safely secured.
So we have Joe Biden getting handwritten notes that were taken by our feds. What were in those notes? Why would the federal government, they won't take Jill Biden's shower curtain dresses. So what was inside of these notes? We know that Hunter Biden is essentially passing off to his Bursima board members, the oligarch that he was working for, classified information. We've shown you the 22-point note in Hunter Biden's email many times. What were in these handwritten notes? Wouldn't this be an easy way to get classified information off to Hunter Biden's business partners? We're not the only ones asking that question. Watch.
They really had to conduct this search. It's not surprising that they may not have found much, but I do think it's important that we have to distinguish here. What they say that there was no classified information that came out of there, but that they took notes. And what I would suggest is what we ought to be more precise in saying that they didn't find any documents that had classification markings on them. But if those notes are reflective of classified briefings, then that is classified information, and that's why they have to investigate. It's probably why they took it.
And it's also why they're silent on it. Ladies and gentlemen, we've just outlined for you where the bodies are buried, where the crimes are. Why aren't the federal agencies cooperating? Why is the Treasury Department, of all places, the Treasury Department, hiding Hunter Biden's SARS reports, suspicious activity reports? What do they have to hide? Hunter Biden has so many of these reports, you'll never get one in your entire life. You will never get one in your entire life. Hunter Biden has 150. It takes so much. You have to be getting seven figures plus. It has to be so egregious, so fraudulent, to get stung with one of these reports. And this is why the Treasury Department is stonewalling. Janet Yellen looks like a mushroom. She's sitting there stonewalling in the dock. Hunter Biden's reports won't give up his finances. Why? Ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the Treasury Department. The Department of Justice itself is saying, we refuse to cooperate. Huh. That's strange. I thought they were the Department of Justice. We just gave you the bombshell TikTok of how Donald Trump was impeached for Joe Biden's crimes. And the DOJ is saying, we gotta pull this thing back because this is about to destroy the president. We'll let him be destroyed, but we gotta make him last one more year. That's what they're doing here. Watch.
Let me ask you on another issue, Jim Jordan. Biden's Department of Justice has denied your document requests on numerous issues. They clearly are going to protect the Biden administration. They are not recognizing co-equal branches of government and something called oversight, which is part of your responsibility. My question is, what is your next option? What options do you have in terms of their unwillingness to participate, willingly allow the oversight that you are supposed to be involved in?
We had a transcribed interview today of a former Justice Department employee. We will use compulsory means to get documents and people if we have to. We assume we're going to have to do that. But understand, this is the Justice Department that had a shared understanding with the Biden White House and the Biden lawyers to keep the Biden classified document issue quiet. So this is that same Justice Department. We hope they comply with the subpoenas that we will have to probably inevitably send.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one man who's been calling for Jim Jordan to send subpoenas, the smartest legal man, the smartest legal mind and man in Washington, D.C., and a bare-knuckle brawler who is the architect of Donald Trump's Supreme Court, joins us now, Mike Davis from the Article 3 Project. Wow, Mike, it sounds like you're making a difference. Jim Jordan sitting there saying, I'll have to send subpoenas.
That's a good first step. I will say when the Biden Justice Department says that we can't let Congress have oversight over an ongoing investigation, there's a difference between an ongoing investigation versus an ongoing cover-up. And this is a clear cover-up between the Biden Justice Department, the Biden White House, and Biden's outside attorneys. They are clearly covering up very clear crimes in many different locations. There's clear evidence that then Vice President Joe Biden violated the Espionage Act by taking President Obama's classified records out of the White House. And he had them in several different locations. The Biden Justice Department had this sweetheart agreement where they were going to keep this quiet and let Biden's personal attorneys and Biden's White House attorneys do the searches the first four times for these documents. Well, they didn't find the documents the first four times until the FBI went in, and then they found documents on the fifth time. This is a clear cover up. They let the Bidens, the Biden family, Joe, Jill, Hunter, whoever else, go into these crime scenes at the Wilmington house, go into the crime scene at the Rehoboth Beach house. And magically, there are no classified documents at Rehoboth Beach after they let the Bidens go in there for 3 months. This is a clear cover up. And the House Republicans, Senate Republicans have a clear oversight responsibility here to make sure that these investigations are not corrupted by collusion between President Biden, Attorney General Merrick Garland, Biden's White House, Biden's attorneys.
I think everyone's aware that this is a regime killer and that this will end Joe Biden and his family. And that when the American people are made aware of their criminality, that he may have to leave office. Right. So maybe you could break down exactly. So I guess the motivation is clear as to why the Justice Department is covering this up and why they're slow walking this and why they don't want to cooperate. Perhaps you could make clear for our more constitutionally illiterate liberals in the audience exactly what oversight means and what separation of powers means and what the constitutional responsibility of our Congress is in this instance.
Yeah, I mean, the House Judiciary Committee and the Senate Judiciary Committee, I served on the Senate Judiciary Committee, both of those congressional committees have oversight over the Justice Department. And it is very true that they're not supposed to have political meddling and political influence in ongoing investigations. But it's their oversight responsibility to make sure that there's actually an investigation going on, that it's not a cover-up between the Justice Department and the target. In this case, the Justice Department and their boss. The fact that Attorney General Merrick Garland waited 2 months to appoint a special counsel to investigate his own boss, he should have done that immediately on November 2nd when they found these classified documents in Penn Biden, in Biden's personal office. There should have been an immediate special counsel appointed. And so what What did Attorney General Merrick Garland do? He covered this up for 2 months, and he appointed a special counsel on November 18th, 16 days later, for guess who? President Trump. This is a clear, Attorney General Merrick Garland has clearly politicized and weaponized the Justice Department to go after Trump, Trump's top aide, Trump supporters, while he protects Biden, Biden's sleazy, scummy family, and the rest of the Biden regime.
So we have the sleazy, scummy family report here, actually, from the Senate. I believe this is from Grassley. The Hunter Biden Burisma corruptions and impact on the U.S. government policies from the U.S. Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs. We covered this in the entire A block of the show, the connections between the Bidens, this Privat Bank, the Ukrainian oligarchs, and how everyone is stonewalling here. Not even the Treasury Department will give up this information. And now you have Hunter Biden saying it's a crime for noticing. Could you talk me through Hunter Biden's legal tactics here, perhaps, for saying that it's a crime for noticing my laptop, first? And then secondarily, what has your old former boss, Chuck Grassley, uncovered? What can the Senate do here?
So I would say this. Let's just step back and remember the Bidens. President Obama put Joe Biden as the vice president in charge of Ukraine. And so what happens? Joe Biden, his brother James, Joe Biden's son Hunter, used this to cash in for millions and millions of dollars during this time. Illegally, corruptly, they cash in. And you have Hunter Biden, who couldn't even bring himself out of his crack den and get the prostitutes out of his crack den in the morning or in the afternoon or in the evening. All of a sudden, he's an expert on Ukraine. Well, anyone with a brain knows that didn't happen, right? That Hunter Biden all of a sudden became an expert on Ukraine. So what was the value to Ukraine? What was the value to China for having Hunter Biden on their payrolls, these Ukrainian and Chinese oligarchs? And if you think about it, look back, like you said, Ben, look back at that 22-point email that Hunter Biden sent to Burisma to get on the Burisma board. I think it was back in 2014. You think Hunter Biden just came up with that strategic geopolitical intelligence on Ukraine out of his mind? Did he find it in his crack pipe? I mean, there's just no way that he got that other than from his father. And whether it was his father's notes out of his father telling him or classified documents that his father had in his possession, there's no question that is classified information that was in that 22-point email that Hunter Biden used to secure the millions of dollars from Burisma. So, I mean, this is just sick. And it's amazing to me. Where is the intel assessment? You found these classified documents and numerous locations, Hunter Biden's office that was closed, his home, his beach house. They find these documents everywhere. The office that Hunter had access to, the office that Hunter had a key made for his Chinese agent for. They find this classified document with these classified documents, including the 22-point document. Where is the intel assessment? Why hasn't the FBI and the intel community sat Joe, Jill, Hunter, James, their Chinese agent down and asked them about this? Why are they being coddled here? Why are they immune to the law when this is a clear espionage violation? Why are they not doing an investigation? Why are they only sending in the FBI 2 and 3 months later? Why have they been coddling the Bidens for so long?
Is it a crime to notice Hunter Biden's laptop?
I think Hunter Biden, I don't know what's in Hunter Biden's mind over the last couple of days, but I can't think of a crime that it would be for a reporter to report about a laptop.
Final question here, Mike, and I think it's a very important one, and it went viral, the last thing you said about Barack Obama, because he seems so knowingly absent from all of this, as though these documents were somehow created by Joe Biden for Joe Biden and not under Barack Obama's presidency, not mishandled during Obama's presidency, not stolen during Obama's presidency, packed by Obama's presidency? Of course, actually. It was the GSA that packed the boxes for Joe Biden. So how did all of this get missed? And more importantly, how is Barack Obama not somehow complicit in this as they were his documents? Would it not be a kickback to Donald Trump? Would somebody swinging at let's say Mike Pence stashes a bunch of documents from the Trump administration, gets rich off them, wouldn't that punch on Mike Pence hit Trump too?
Well, I mean, it should. I mean, it's ultimately President Obama's responsibility to make sure that his presidential records, including classified presidential records, are maintained. And the only way that then Vice President Joe Biden could have legally taken these classified presidential records with him when he left office is if President Obama gave him permission to do that. Short of that, then Vice President Joe Biden clearly committed espionage by having these stolen classified records in multiple locations. This was no accident. He had these in multiple personal locations, and he admitted to Peter Ducey, because Joe Biden's such a doofus, he admitted to Peter Ducey that, yeah, he knew that those records were next to his Corvette, but it's, the Corvette's in his garage, so it's safe. I mean, this guy is a total buffoon. If Trump had said any of this stuff, or Trump had done any of this stuff, he'd be in jail right now, right? I mean, there's no question about this. And we have Biden, there's smoking gun evidence. He had stolen classified documents in numerous locations, numerous personal locations. He knew they were there. And we have evidence that he used them for his son and his brother and himself to make millions of dollars from this Ukrainian oligarch called Burisma. I mean, it's just, this is unbelievable that this is not more urgent for the Biden Justice Department. But we know that Attorney General Merrick Garland is a political hack who has politicized and weaponized the Justice Department.
Just one final question, if you'll allow me, since you did bring up Donald Trump, as the architect of Donald Trump's Supreme Court, was Donald Trump impeached for Joe Biden's crimes?
It seems like it. I mean, every time they go after President Trump, it's for something that they did. They blame President Trump for colluding with the Russians when they're colluding with the Russians. I mean, it's just unbelievable. How dishonest the Democrats are. I always say, look, I was raised by Democrats. My parents were Democrats. My grandparents were Democrats. These are like old school FDR liberal Democrats. They love America. They believe in equality, free speech. They just disagree with conservatives and Republicans on the best way to get there. Today's Democrats are not liberals. They are leftists. They are Marxist. They hate America, and they will do whatever it takes to destroy our country from within. They're subversive. They're evil. And the truth and honesty are not in any way roadblocks to their accomplishment, to their goal of trying to accomplish total power.
Yes. We started off the show with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden cravenly lying time and time again about the laptop that they damn well knew was real. Just looked straight down the barrel of the camera and just lied. I mean, really, I mean, you have to be a morally repugnant, sunken person to do that. Man, I pray for their immortal souls. Mike, thank you again for being on the program. You always bring such clarity to these moments.
Thanks, Ben.
I said immortal souls. That's not true. They are mortal, and all of us will meet our makers. And so we better not have lied and stolen and covered up crimes our entire careers. Goodness gracious. Speaking of covering up crimes, I think we've been pretty transparent from the beginning, says the White House, in defense of Joe Biden yesterday. White House spokesperson said they've been transparent. Remember, they found all these documents before the midterm elections, ladies and gentlemen. But the White House has been transparent. We told you when the news reported it and forced us to tell you. Watch.
You're disclosing this search, but you did not disclose that the FBI also searched the president's former private office here in Washington. Do the American people have a right to know about that?
Yeah, I think we've been pretty transparent from the very beginning with providing information as it occurs throughout this process. You know, we have released probably thousands of words of statements from the president's personal attorney and the White House counsel's office about the process that has been undertaken here, that process that has been fully coordinated with the Justice Department as they conduct an ongoing investigation. And we want to be very careful to be respectful of the integrity of that ongoing investigation. And so I think that it's important to understand that as these things develop and as information develops throughout an investigation, we're trying to get you guys access to as much information as we can. And with regards to that specific question, I don't have anything to add for you right now. I think it's probably more appropriate that that question specifically about something that happened a few months ago be asked to the Justice Department.
So that man who looks like a testicle is clearly balls crazy because he is saying that a White House that has at least a dozen verifiable lies about Joe Biden's document scandal has been transparent. Also, hey, pal, hey, ball sack guy, are you going to find more documents? Are there going to be more raids? Listen to this answer.
Simple, just to be very clear, has the FBI conducted any searches of any other locations associated with the president that you or the White House is aware of?
Look, I think we're providing information as this goes on and answering questions about the search activities as they've been happening. I don't want to speak too much to the DOJ's practices in an ongoing investigation. I can say, you know, that we have cooperated fully. The president's personal attorneys have provided information to DOJ. We've addressed openly and directly the searches that were conducted first at the president's Wilmington residence and then today at the Rehoboth residence. You saw in the statement that was released by the president's personal attorney, for example, that no documents with classified markings were found in Rehoboth today. And so, you know, we're going to continue to try to provide information as this investigation goes on and ensure that you guys have the ability to share with the American people sort of the information that is important for them to see as the president's cooperating with this investigation. And so I want to be very careful to respect the integrity of that investigation, not speak too much to the Justice Department's decision making and their activities. But as it's appropriate, like we did today, if we have information to share about activities that have been conducted, we will do that.
So human testicle hybrid ball sack guy sitting there teabagging the entire press corps, lying. Lying, saying that they have been transparent and that there may be more documents. Who knows? Who knows? We may have some hidden down in our shorts. Who knows? There may be more documents, ladies and gentlemen. There may be more searches. We don't know. We don't want to get ahead of anything here. We're just trying to slow walk the political demise of Joe Biden so that we can anoint the next Messiah successor, Michelle Obama. I mean, the fix is in. You can see it and you can tell. I mean, quite frankly, the biggest tell is that they don't let even the pink-haired librarians come out and talk about Joe Biden's handling of classified information. There are 50,000 different press releases about Donald Trump on the National Archives website. Zero. Goose egg. Nothing. Zero. About Joe Biden. Why is that exactly, Corinne? Let me ask here, cringe Jean-Pierre. Why? Do you and Ballsack Guy, like, get together and come up with these excuses yourselves? Why are you not allowing the National Archives to talk about this? Man, this answer tells you everything. Watch.
Did anyone at the White House tell the National Archives at any point not to issue a press release about the discovery of classified documents?
I would really refer you to the White House Counsel's Office, who has been running this process, right, and refer you to them.
Even if it's something that's not just in their purview, it would be wider within the entire White House.
Because this is when it relates to the DOJ, when it relates to special counsel, this is something that's been under their purview. So I would refer you to them.
So as our illustrious legendary, we call him the legendary ALX, as the legendary ALX said on Twitter yesterday, cringe Jean-Pierre should just hang a sign around her neck that says, "We've been transparent. Talk to the White House counsel. Talk to Ballsack Guy." So Ballsack Guy, by the way, he actually answered this question on the National Archives. Why are you stopping the National Archives from talking about Joe Biden's mishandling of their classified documents, right? Because it actually is owned by the National Archives. Why exactly? Talk about a kick to the nuts. Watch this.
Anyone at the White House at any point tell the National Archives in any form that they could not release a press release about the discovery of classified documents?
What's that in reference to?
There's reporting that came from the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, who says that in his conversations with the National Archives, they communicated that they were told, the Archives was told, it could not release a press release at whatever point it was about the discovery of classified documents. Did anyone at the White House tell them not to do that?
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. If that's actually what he said, it's probably better to ask the Archives if that's actually what was said and try to understand a little bit more what he meant.
Ian, how was today's search plan
Oh, man, that guy. What a nut. Talk about somebody who actually has testicular fortitude. The Republicans are planning on impeaching the first Biden regime apparatchik Mayorkas. Mayorkas, articles of impeachment introduced, ladies and gentlemen, introduced this week, launching a rare process last successfully executed against a cabinet official 150 years ago. Alejandro Mayorkas has long been Republicans' crosshairs over what they describe as a worsening immigration crisis. It's not a crisis, it's just a, which, damn it, it's just an open border. It's just the open border, okay? And it's killing us, ladies and gentlemen. So this would be the first bid to impeach an administration official in 150 years. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, whose hold over the deeply divided party is precarious, is under pressure from the right to bring this impeachment resolution to the floor. Only one cabinet official has been impeached in 1867. He was acquitted by the Senate. The latest move would result in the impeachment by the House. There's no chance that Mayorkas being convicted or removed from office in the trial that would follow in the Democrat-controlled Senate, because you need a huge portion of the Senate. 2.8 million, that's what we know of, actions by U.S. Customs and Border Control in the year 2022. 2.8 million, I mean, that's like the population of my home state of Iowa, ladies and gentlemen. So you have like entire states of criminal migrants crossing our border. This man does deserve to be impeached. And by the way, let the Senate keep him. Let that be the stain on them. The House should impeach this guy. Ted Cruz is calling for the impeachment of Merrick Garland as well. Ted Cruz went off on the Democrat Party during an appearance on our friend Charlie Kirk's show. He called for the resignation of Biden's Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and Department of Justice Merrick Garland, ladies and gentlemen. Impeaching Mayorkas is gaining a lot of steam in the Senate and in the House. Have a watch.
House Republicans are going after the president's Homeland Security chief. They contend Alejandro Mayorkas has bungled the situation at the southern border. He has rejected calls to resign. Here's congressional correspondent Aisha Hosni.
You have a public official who has violated public trust. And there is nobody who typifies that more, in my opinion, than Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Congressman Andy Biggs announcing tonight he'll introduce articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He's now the second Republican to do so within a month. But the GOP hasn't yet announced when they'll take a vote.
That's the decision that we would make as a conference.
First on Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan's to-do list, a battle with House Democrats over the border crisis. His committee held its first hearing on the southern border today, focusing on fentanyl with gut-wrenching testimony from a father who lost his son to an overdose.
Noah died as a result of fentanyl poisoning. More specifically, illicit fentanyl poisoning. He was 15 years old.
Republicans chastised Democrats and the Biden administration for not doing enough to secure the border.
This is the nightmare that the Democrats have unleashed upon our country.
Dude, this is not a winning issue for Democrats. They know it, and they are scared of it, ladies and gentlemen. Ted Cruz on Charlie Kirk's show said, I think Garland should be impeached because he's been the most political attorney general in history. He's undermined the integrity of law enforcement. That is what Ted Cruz said as it pertains to the impeachment of Garland. So we'll see. We're totally in favor of this. Please expedite these impeachments immediately. Kick them to the Senate. Doesn't matter if the Senate won't vote to impeach. Possibly not. Maybe they will. Maybe some people will join on board. Manchin, Sinema. There's plenty of Democrats that are not in favor of what's going on. Make them vote. Force them to vote on it. Rub their nose in it, ladies and gentlemen. This is, again, the political scandal of our time. In times like this, things are rocky. They're unstable. Things are moving very fast. Time to get down to the basics, ladies and gentlemen, our Bible verse of the day, making sure that we are centered. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. That is our verse of the day and a great reminder that we have destiny, ladies and gentlemen, that we have a destiny in our lives. That we need to act and wake up every single day, stare straight down the barrel of that mirror and say, fear not. God's got me. We keep going. We don't need to be brought down by the horrors and the pains and the stresses of this world, that God has a plan for us. And that is hope and a future. And so we are here to usher in that hope and to usher in that future, to impart, all right, to give you hope, to make you laugh a little bit, cry a little bit, make you knowledgeable, ladies and gentlemen, and to save this country. America is the greatest country in the world. We're going to save it together. We're going to fight right alongside with you. What are we fighting for? God, family, country. That's what drives us on this show, ladies and gentlemen. And so we say thank you so much for watching. We'll be back tomorrow. My name is Benny Johnson. This is The Benny Show.